The story from China made the front sections of many U.S. newspapers. Obituary columns are most often found on the back pages, unless the deceased is very famous, and most of those columns are written by professionals. Carolyn Gilbert writes and edits obituaries and is the founder of the International Association of Obituarists. The 9th annual Great Obituary Writers International Conference wrapped up yesterday in the village of Alfred, New York. Carolyn Gilbert was the host of the event, and she's on the phone. Welcome to the program, Carolyn.
Thank you very much.
We have to set the record straight. You're not from New York State, right?
No, I'm from Texas. You probably figured that out.
Yes, yes. You don't have a New York accent there. Where are you from?
I'm from the Dallas area.
Who reads the obituaries?
Everybody.
Really?
Everybody. You know, the old joke, I do get up and read the obituaries every morning, and if my name isn't there, I go on to work. But honestly, everybody reads the obituaries. There's the curiosity, investigative nature of people who just like to read, even about people they don't know. They do like to read the obituary.
Was there a personal reason that you got into writing obituaries?
Yes. Probably the first one that I wrote was for my own daughter, who died suddenly at age 15. You know, most people look at a young person and think, well, what could you possibly put in a young person's obituary? Well, I knew that child, and I knew her personality, of course, and I knew her goals, and I knew her good points and her bad points. So it was very natural for me to write her obituary, and I didn't want a stranger writing it. But I also came to understand the art of the obituary. It's not just writing birth date, death date, and survivors. It's really the story of a life, and at newspapers, sometimes that position is considered entry level. In other circles where it's better understood, it's the best writer on the staff who is the obituary's editor. That is the most wonderful thing, because that person needs enough life experience to understand death itself, but then also to understand how to even interview a grieving family.
How do you interview a grieving family?
Well, we have a member who probably is the best right now in any writing circles. His name is Jim Sheeler, and he asks them their fondest memories. You know, he just has them reminisce. It's kind of a memoir approach. One of the reporters yesterday said, what do you do if a family member just breaks down and starts crying? What do you do? He said, you don't do anything. You just rest. And you let them break the silence, and then they get back on track and continue, you know, talking about the things that would be included in this life story.
Do you think it's appropriate to have humor in an obituary?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, humor is a part of your life, and so it you know, it goes without saying that it should transcend and be in the obituary.
What do you think is going to be in your obituary?
Well, I have been told that it could say, I am the person who put the bitch in obituary. I don't think so. I've also been told, and this is from the British obits editor for the Daily Telegraph, a young man named Andrew McKee. He said, yeah, I figured out why you started this organization. And I said, okay, well, why do you think I did it? He said, because when you die, your obituary is going to be in every paper in the world.
You better watch out what you do for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Okay.
It's going to be in there.
Carolyn Gilbert is the founder of the International Association of Obituarists. She lives in Electra, Texas, and her website is obitpage.com. We reached her in Alfred, New York, where the Great Obituary Writers International Conference has just ended. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.